Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Jellicoe Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Good to have you back on Blog Talk Radio tonight, Reaching the World for Christ, in memory of evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We're here to lift up the name of Jesus, and we just want everybody to join in with us and just praise the Lord with us and worship the Lord with us. Tell all your friends and your neighbors and your family about the broadcast and have them join in with us. And we want to thank all the new listeners for listening in. All over the world, we thank God for you and tell all your friends and family about it. And we just want you to reach out to God. I know everybody has needs. Just reach out to God and he'll meet your need by faith if you believe him.
Yes,
hallelujah. And our subject for tonight is going to be coming out of 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And you know it takes faith. Even to get saved, it takes faith. You gotta believe that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood for you.
Hallelujah.
And you gotta believe that he rose on the third day.
Yeah.
And he's up at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you. So just reach out tonight and believe God for what you need. And we're going to have Tim to come and sing a few songs. And then we're going to get our pastor to come and obey the Lord.
Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Wait, just a minute here. I've got a... disconnect this here because it always restarts us. Wait just a minute. I forgot about that. I got in a hurry. So bear with me just a minute because I don't want to get people in here and then it restarts. Okay, I think it's good now. Okay, everybody, if you're in the broadcast, if you've got any prayer requests, you can just put it down there in the chat and we'll turn it in to him when it comes time for the prayer.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Daytime, nighttime, anytime, rise on the make joyful noise.
Head and count the joy. No weapon formed against
conquer anyhow. Get down to praise, it's not too late. The best time to start is gone now. Be close to the Lord always. And again I say, be joyful. Anytime I come, anytime I rise, I'm a big joyful Lord. Bring it inside, what is that? It's time to lift your voice. Rejoice to the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Rejoice. Make joyful noise. Rejoice. Time to lift your voice. Bring it inside, what is that? It's time to lift your voice. Rejoice to the Lord always.
Through valleys so wide and
feet. I could have walked my way, a rugged mountain so steep. They took my strength away. Every time I could have been a casualty, raised off by faith, he's been there for me. Oh, what a friend! Oh, what a friend! Jesus has never failed. He's been there for me. And he has turned my hope into reality. Praise God. He's been there for me. There's hope in this world through him. When friends have turned away, and when the mean towns are filled, that gives us strength each day. Oh, my faith in God's sufficiency. Praise God, my faith, he's been there for me. Oh, what a friend! Oh, what a friend! Jesus has never failed. He's been there for me. And he has turned my hope into reality. Praise God, my faith, he's been there for me. And he has turned my hope into reality. Praise God, praise God.
Praise God, praise God, my faith is in that party.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, He always there. Hallelujah.
Glory.
By that sweet
thing. Okay, you on here? You got one on here?
Not really.
Glory to God.
I'm like you to me, so I'm precious to me. He's my friend, he's my anchor, he'll never forsake. He is something very special. Oh, Calvary Hill. He died in my place so that I might live. Lovely, lovely. He's altogether lovely. Beautiful. Don't share and the will each among us all. He's the fairest of 10,000. He's my rock, morning star. He's my friend. He's my savior. He's Jesus, my Lord. I can see him hanging under on Calvary Street. One day, and he was bleeding. He was bruised just for me. He was buried, and on the third day, he left from that old pit. He ascended into heaven, and he's coming back there. Lovely, lovely, he's all together lovely. the beautiful rose around, the lily among thorns. He's the fairest of 10,000, he's my rock, horn, and star. He's my friend, he's my savior, he's Jesus, my Lord. My way, he's all together my way. The beautiful rose of Sharon, the lily of the thorn. He's the fairest of 10,000. He's my rock, born and star. He's my friend. He's my savior. He's Jesus, my Lord.
At this time, we're going to call for our pastor, Don Harrison. Here he is, and if y'all have any prayer requests, you can type it there in the chat, and we'll turn it in to him.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for another great day. The Lord has blessed us. We're able to come to you in the lovely name of Jesus. Praise God and share with you the blessings of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'll tell you, we're mighty blessed of God.
Yes.
To be able to be here, be able to call upon his great and mighty name. Praise God, and we do want to continue praying for the needs and the requests of the people that we have coming in, and because we know that we're serving a great and a mighty God, he's able to meet your needs and
Amen. Meet
your cares. The Bible said this, casting all your cares upon the Lord, because he cares for you.
Amen.
Praise God. And I tell you, when you're telling the Lord about your problems and your situations, he pays attention. He hears what you're saying, and you may tell people about them, and they may not really get hold of what you're trying to tell them or what you're saying to them, but we know our God's ears are not dull, that he cannot hear. We understand that his arm ain't short, that he can't reach down and save. But we're going to pray just here in a minute. Request of each one out there, and many, many ones has got needs and prayer requests. And we know our God is able to do all things. Praise God, a lot of troubles, a lot of heartaches, a lot of crying and dying. Praise God in this old world, but I'll tell you, children, in a little while, there ain't going to be nothing, but can you imagine, praise God, going to a place where there ain't a thing in the world but happiness, peace, and rejoicing forever and forevermore. In the presence of an almighty God. Because I tell you, Jesus come, made a way that we can live.
Yes.
We can have life, and we can come boldly to the throne of grace. Find help in the time of need, and in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we got a lot of requests on our minds, and a lot have been a calling in. Different ones with different things, and I tell you, the Lord knows all about every one of them.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He hears every prayer request and every prayer that you pray. God knows all about it. Hallelujah. And let's talk about that song. Never prayed a prayer that he could not answer. Never shed a tear that he could not dry. But it's always right there. Bible says, casting all your cares upon the Lord, because
Yes. He
cares.
Amen.
For you and me. Praise
Amen.
God, and we're still praying for some that's sick. My sister Nellie in the hospital there in Park West.
Yes.
Want to remember her in prayer. God would touch her and help her, strengthen her. Richard down in Alabama called in, called Ivan Iron request, prayer request, and just on and on. We want to continue praying. Brother Jay and Sister Dora down there in Florida, make another treatment or two she's got to go through with.
Yeah.
But we're believing God for every one of these needs. And I can't even start to tell you all the needs Sister Betty Hood and I are facing. Open heart, bypass surgery. Going to have to open her up, some said. But we know God can take care of all of that.
Amen.
Praise God, because of such the kids today. Hallelujah. And ready, they're already, we're walking by faith.
Amen.
Not by sight, but
right.
We're walking through faith, believing.
Amen.
In a God that's able and mighty to do all things. Praise God, and as we believe upon Him, casting all our cares upon Him, praise
Amen.
God, that our Lord
Amen.
Is a blesser, and the Bible says He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him.
Yes.
And children, I'd like to be able to get to the place where we can pray the prayer of faith
yes.
and see God move and God work.
Amen.
The way that He wants to work.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And we've got to have faith in Him. Praying and praying. And when we're praying, we're believing
yes.
that
yes.
the Lord is able. Not only that He is able, we got to believe that He will.
Yes. Amen.
Hear our cries and our prayers.
Amen.
Praise God. And then the Bible saying that He's a rewarder of them that
Amen.
Diligently seek Him.
Amen.
When you seek Him with all your heart, He said we can find Him because He be not far away from every one of us. He's right there, children.
Amen.
At the voice of the cry, praise God, His ears is open unto the prayers of the righteous. The Bible
Amen.
Said, of the righteous pray. And God heareth,
yes.
and He delivers us out of all of our troubles.
Thank you.
Boy, we're blessed today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God to know a man called Jesus.
Amen.
In the free yes. pardon of sin, and we can come boldly
Thank
to the
Jesus.
Throne of grace and find help in the time of need. Many times and when Jesus walked here, people would come to Him and He would ask them a question. Do you believe that I'm able
yes.
to do this? As they was telling Him their needs and their requests and what they needed, He'd say, do you believe? And they'd say, yeah, Lord, we believe. Help my doubt or my unbelief, but help me to believe. Why? Because all things is possible.
Yes.
To them that believe, believing in Him. Hallelujah. Faith anchored in a God that will not let us down
Amen.
Or will not forsake us,
right.
but He'll go with us all the way, even until the end
yeah.
of the world. Praise God. We may be little.
Thank
we
you.
May be weak in faith a lot of times. But while praying, what a mighty God
yes.
that we serve.
Amen.
And praying, all you got to do and I've got to do is just turn it all or cast all the cares over on the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God, because He knows. Then the Word of God says He knows before we even ask Him
yes. Amen.
What we stand in need of.
Right.
He does. He sees your needs.
He
sees what you need help in. And He knows what you need strength in.
Come on.
Praise God. But He knows before we ever asked Him.
Amen.
But He went up further and He said, but ask and you shall receive.
Amen.
Seek and you shall find. Knock and it'll be open.
Amen.
Praise God. And he said, but we have not because we ask not.
Amen.
But we ask amiss. But Lord, we need to ask him in faith, believing that our Lord, our God, is going to meet our every need and he's going to move again. But this world ain't never seen. I'm a-looking for an outpouring.
Yes.
I'm a-looking for somebody,
amen,
praise God, to get their faith anchored in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The great physician, what he said he was.
Amen.
The great physician. The great and mighty God. In him, you and I have life.
Yes.
And we have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Praise God, we're believing in a God we ain't ever seen.
Yes.
But I believe he's able. I believe he walked the shores of Galilee. I believe he raised up the dead.
Yeah.
I believe he spoke to the blinded eyes.
Yeah.
And their eyes was open.
Yeah.
I believe he spoke to the crippled and the lame. They got up and walked.
Amen.
He spoke to the devils that had people possessed.
Come on.
And they had to leave out and go out of them. Lord, I tell you, when he speaks, something's going to happen in my life and your life.
Amen.
And all through this blessed word, he spoke unto you and me.
Yes.
And we need, the Bible said, we need to study to show ourselves approvable, a workman that need not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's pray one for another.
Yes.
Let's remember our people.
Amen.
Praise God that we'll be strengthened in the power of his resurrection.
Yes.
In the anointing of God, because church has a work to be done.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And our loved ones and our friends, they need the prayers of each one. Praise God, like everybody pray. The ones already named, pray for Brother Ron.
Yes.
Praise God. Other people that need a healing.
Amen.
That needs a touch.
Yes.
Praise God. Oh, I tell you, look to the Lord.
Yes.
The author and the finisher.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm just going to testify a little bit here. Praise God. And let Brother Tim come back and say, Brother James, bring the word of God here. Just in a little bit, but I'd like to encourage you. I'd like to tell you, praise God, there's a God in heaven.
Yes.
Woo! His ears are not dumb, but he hears the prayers of the redeemed.
Amen.
The righteous cries, and the Lord hears, and he delivers us out of all of our troubles. Keep on praying, children.
Yes.
Keep on seeking God.
Amen.
But when we seek him, we'll find him. Come to right there.
Yes.
At just a touch. Praise God in the Master's hand.
Yes.
We'll be made whole.
Praise God.
He's a mighty God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you, they put their faith, they put their trust in the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
They said, the Lord asked them, you believe I'm able? They said, yea, Lord.
Amen.
I believe, God. I believe that you died on the cross.
Yes.
I believe you rose again.
Amen.
On that third day.
Thank
I believe,
you.
My Lord. Faith comes by hearing.
Yes.
And hearing by the word of God.
Yes.
Praise God. We need to hear. We need to believe. And we need to stand, praise God, on the promises. Whatever the Lord said, church, I'm telling you, he's able to perform. He's able to do. My God, we need to get rid of doubt and unbelief. Praise God, and get faith anchored one more time in a God that can't fail us.
Amen.
He'll be there.
Yes, he will.
Hallelujah. Oh, we just got to pray.
Yes.
Reach out.
Amen.
Stand on the promises.
Amen.
Praise God of the Lord.
Yes.
We look all the way down through. I mean, miracles on top of miracles. dead being raised.
Amen.
Hallelujah. People bound.
Yes.
My Lord, with chains and fetters.
Amen.
Praise God, Jesus broke the chains.
Yes.
He broke the hooks. He broke the pyres.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God, and delivered people and set them free. And they walk in victory. Hallelujah. He don't want me and you bound down.
Right.
He wants us to be lifted up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Shout and tell us this world, we found the better way. We've come to know Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He found us when we was lost. He forgave us.
Yes.
He put joy down in our souls and in our hearts.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And the word says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Praise God, church. We need to let the devil know we got the victory, because there is victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior today. Hallelujah. Got to believe on him. Call on those things that are not as though they are. Just speak faith. Can't speak doubt to myself all the time. But my love, you got to speak to yourself and believe. Praise God. And the Lord will raise us up again.
Glory to God. Yes.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Praise
I talk down to myself. I'm going to stay bound down.
Come on.
But if I talk victory,
amen.
I'm going to get victory.
Yes.
In Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, I thank God for the good subject they're studying on tonight. Brother James and me are coming back here a little bit, praise God, and talking maybe about faith or whatever way God is to lead. Hallelujah.
You,
but praise God, we need more faith.
Amen.
That's for sure. There's a lot of doubters. There's a lot of unbelievers. Praise God that don't believe that the Lord's able to do this thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We put our faith and our trust in man.
Come on.
And sometimes we forget, my Lord, we've already been delivered and set free.
Come on.
Because the flesh wants to take full control of our life.
Come on.
But we got to be led by the Spirit and by the power of an Almighty God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read just a little bit. In the 8th chapter of Romans, God kept leading me this way. May not say very much on it. Praise God, but want to look at it in the 8th chapter and jump down here about verse 6. Praise God. Thank the Lord for his word. Romans 8, verse 6. But to be carnal minded. Hallelujah. It's death. I don't want to be carnal minded to you.
Amen.
Praise God, I want to be spiritual minded.
Yes.
I want to thank him on Jesus. I want to believe that the word of God said all things is possible to them that believe.
Amen.
Too much carnal minded. But Lord, we need to get a spiritual mind. We need to get a spiritual heart.
Amen.
We need to believe by the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God, stand out.
Amen.
Sometimes you just got to reach out and get a hold of nothing and stand out and hold on to the promises of God till the Lord moves. He will move for you and me if we believe and we doubt not in our heart. All things is possible to them that believe.
Amen.
Be carnal minded. If I'm carnal minded, I mean dead.
Amen.
Praise God, we'll have no power with God. Hallelujah. If I'm full of doubt, I'm full of unbelief. God can't work.
That's
praise
right.
God, you know, when you come down here and among his own kin and among his own people, he just healed a few sick folks. You think he'd heal more there than he would have anywhere. And he would have if it hadn't been for their doubt and their unbelief. Praise God. We know who he is.
Yeah.
Praise God. His born here among us, but they did not believe. For we got to believe in Jesus Christ. He is, praise God, a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Being carnal-minded, if they, it's all carnal-minded,
yeah.
It don't want to believe nothing. Now, but my Lord, we need to get rid of the carnal mind.
Amen.
We don't need to talk defeat. We don't need to talk down. My God, we need to say yes. Hallelujah. It ain't it. Whatever the circumstance it is, you can see somebody maybe laying on their deathbed. You get enough of believers around them. The Lord will raise them up.
Amen.
He'll heal them. He'll deliver. But you got all the standing around full of doubt and unbelief. My God, they ain't going to ever get up. Well, I tell you, this thing is to the believers. Praise God, he said. Then Jesus said, the signs will follow them. They believe in my name. They lay hands on the sick. They shall cast out devils. They shall take up serpents. And if they drag any deadly thing, it will not hurt them.
Amen.
That's for the believers.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I believe I'm healed.
Amen.
I believe I'm delivered.
Amen.
I believe with all my heart. I've been set free, don't you?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I ain't got that old corn of mine.
Amen.
My God, what we got, brother? We got the mind of Christ. Praise God. Do right mind. A mind that's oppressing all. Praise God. Putting down all the powers. Hallelujah. Because I'm telling you, brother, there's a lot of adversaries out there. There's a lot of defeat. But then the word says, the greater is he that's in you who liveth in us, who inside of us. Jesus Christ, he's already walked here. He already walked the fire, walked the devil. He already defeated him. He walked right out. My God, he was tempted and tried. Word of God said, in all points as we are, but yet he was without any sin.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He walked victorious.
Yes.
He won a power. He won a force. Could I hold him down?
Amen.
But somebody said, the preacher, that was Jesus. Yes, that was Jesus. But where did he at tonight? He lives in the heart of men and women that will open the door. Jesus said, I stand at the door knock. If any man, woman, boy, girl, will open the door, what did he say do? He said, I'll come in and I'll sup with you and you with me, and I'll be a father to you. You can be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord. And I got to go a little further. But when Christ comes in you, you get red. You get the mind of Christ. You get a do-right mind. You get a new heart. You get a new spirit. That old man, he's dead. He's gone. That new man comes alive in you and me. Praise God. Jesus, come, brothers and sisters, to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. Greater is he that's in me and you.
Hallelujah.
Praise. I'm afraid. Enough of us ain't. We ain't got enough of Jesus in us. Then the Bible say, resist the devil.
Amen.
The devil's always right there.
Yes.
Try to put doubt in you.
Come on.
Try to put doubt in your mind.
Amen.
Try to cause you to speak doubt.
Amen.
Praise God. Boy, it's one thing to have it stirred inside of you. Yes. Hallelujah. But it's another thing when you let it come out of your mouth.
Amen.
Doubt and unbelief. How to hinder God from working. You got to believe.
Yeah.
We got to speak life. Or that looks like a dead man. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. Oh, Lazarus was dead.
Yeah.
But the life giver comes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He spoke life. to it. I'm telling you, speaking life to this world, all they got to do is reach out and get it. Then the Bible says, he that has the Son, they have life. He that has not the Son, I don't have no life. They life in him. They healing in him. They power. Woo! Wonder work and power in the name of the Lord. But we got to believe.
Hallelujah.
Got to believe.
Amen.
We got power to get well.
Amen.
Through that name.
Yes.
It ain't nothing that I am.
Amen.
It ain't nothing you are.
That's right.
But it's Christ in us.
Yes.
The hope of glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lord, he don't want us to be full of doubt.
Right.
Praise God, give us thanks. And he would have. And no doubt he wanted to do more among his own people.
Amen.
Than he did anymore. He wanted to heal.
Yeah.
More among his own kind. But man, because of their doubt and their unbelief, he just healed a few sick folks. They didn't believe in him. Boy, we got to believe.
Yeah.
We got to believe with your children. Got to believe with all your heart that he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Hallelujah.
Seek him with all your heart.
Amen.
Get rid of that corner of mind. The indigenous God.
Yes.
Not subject to the laws of God. Praise God, neither indeed can be.
Amen.
Corner minded is dead.
Amen.
But spiritual minded.
Yes.
Church, do we need, brother? Do we need spirit minded people?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Not talking
down,
but talking, my God.
Yes.
Looking. People look at the circumstances.
Yes.
It ain't the circumstances all time. No. It's all right. That is he that's in control.
Yes.
Who is in control? Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That have got all power.
Yes.
Oh, in heaven.
Amen.
And in earth.
Come on.
Let me tell you, if I talk defeat, I am defeated.
That's right.
But if I talk victory,
yes,
I'm an overcomer.
Amen.
If I talk good.
Yes.
And I talk faith.
Yes.
I'm an overcomer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. By the word of your testimony.
Yes.
I'm testifying.
Amen.
All the devils are doing this to me. Devil sitting back and smiling at you.
Yes.
Praise God, said, I've got him.
Mm-hmm.
I've got him out where I want him. They're not talking victory.
Amen.
But Lord, we need to get a bunch of people together.
Yes.
Man, I'm in grabbing hand in hand. I'm talking about in one mind, one accord. Hallelujah. Believe in one mind that my God is able, whatever the need is, whatever the covenant is, in this very moment, my God has got it all under control.
Amen.
Hey,
amen.
It's all in his hands.
Yes.
It ain't in the devil's hands.
No.
Or if it was, every one of us would be in trouble.
Amen.
He'd take you to hell. You're screaming and hollering.
Come on.
Praise God, not wanting to go. But he ain't got it. He ain't got it all in his hands. Jesus Christ has got it. He's got all power. Hallelujah. We need to believe. We need to lean on him.
Amen.
We need to look to him.
Because
if we're carnal minded, it's dead.
Amen.
It's sorrow. But to be spiritual minded, it's life.
Amen.
It's deliverance.
Yes.
Praise God, it's shouting and rejoicing. Because we're believing that our God is able by a strong and a high and a mighty hand to bring us right out of this valley.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
He's able to bring us out.
Yes, he is.
I know he is.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Many times his people look like It was hopeless.
Amen.
No way out. Many lungs looked like death was on their trail.
Yes.
But somebody believed.
Amen.
They got Jesus to come on in control. They got Jesus to come.
Amen.
Praise God.
Glory.
Some of them come to him. Oh, I told him, come. My little daughter's laying over you at the point of death. Praise God. Jesus is speak, and he spoke. They believed. He said, go your way. Your daughter's healed. Praise God. Well, he already spoke the word.
Come on.
All I got to do is believe the word. And I shall receive.
Amen.
Praise God. We need, boy, we need a spiritual.
Yes.
We need a spiritual uplift.
Amen.
We need a bunch of spirit-filled people.
Yes.
That's believing.
Glory.
Not doubting.
Amen.
Not wavering. But standing on the promises of the Lord. And say, praise God, not looking at the circumstances, but say, my Lord said, you're healed.
Amen.
You are healed.
Yeah.
He said, he'll deliver.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Amen.
Carnal-minded.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. For to be carnal-minded is death. Think about it. If I'm carnal-minded, I mean death.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But to be spiritual-minded, hallelujah, is life.
Yes.
And peace.
Amen.
There's life.
Yes.
There's peace.
Amen.
Lord, I tell you, I believe there's joy.
Yes.
In serving a mighty God.
Amen.
Praise God. He'll lift you up.
Yes, he will.
Higher than you ever been.
Amen.
Praise God. Prayed a lot of people. Praying and get what they needed.
Thank
you. When they nailed it at that altar.
Come on.
Hallelujah. There had to be a change in me and you.
Amen.
Praise God. I changed my mind a few times.
Thank you, Jesus.
But found out I didn't have nothing.
Amen.
In a little bit. But boy, when I got a new change in my heart.
Yes.
Got a new heart. He said, I've created you a new heart.
Thank you, Lord.
When he does, he'll give you a new mind.
Amen.
Not that old carnal mind no longer.
Hallelujah.
But praise God, but a spiritual mind.
Amen.
And a spiritual heart.
Yes.
Believing that my God is able.
Yes, he is.
To do for you and I.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Life, spiritual, minded, is life and peace. Because the corn of mine is envy against God.
Amen.
Yes,
praise God. It's, this corn of mine is an enemy against God.
Yes.
It just don't go along.
No.
Heaven, you see people say they're Christians.
Come on.
But they're carnal minded.
Yes.
Yeah, come on.
Not spiritual minded.
Amen.
Because you, somebody said, hey, you know, you can tell in their talk.
Yes.
You can tell in their testimonies.
Amen.
If they're spiritual minded.
That's right.
You can tell when you say God is able to do this.
Amen.
Praise God, if people doubt. If the Lord's able.
Amen.
Well, they say, I believe the devil's doing this. See, they believe what the devil's doing.
Amen.
But they don't believe what God's doing.
Amen. That's right.
How many knows tonight, hallelujah, that Jesus is bigger than every devil in hell?
Amen.
He walked the devil. He conquered death, hell, and the grave. And he rose victorious. Over every power,
yes.
My God, and he told me and you, the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the tying down of strong. forces and empires that strive to put doubt and unbelief in the hearts of God's people.
Amen.
That's right.
Stand up. Hallelujah. Say, I'm persuaded.
Yes.
I believe the Lord's able.
Yes, he is.
To give me victory.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Back through the old Bible, they brought upon giants.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Boy, someone's heart fell.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. They looked at the Ammonites and the Hittites, giants of people. And some of them fainted, run back and said, we can't go without them. Take the land. But when they looked, Joshua and Caleb brought in among them and rent their clothes and said, we're well able. Well, somebody needs to tell this world, we're well able to walk in victory.
Amen.
Praise God for our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He ain't me alive. It ain't you that's alive. If you need to get born again. You need to get filled with the Holy Ghost fire of God and get up and begin to speak deliverance to this world today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Through him, didn't it say?
Yes.
Through Jesus.
Amen.
We are an overcomer.
Amen.
Not through himself. Not through my mind, but it's through the Lord Jesus.
Yes, it is.
Because we're not carnal minded no more.
Amen.
But we become spiritual minded.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Filled with God's Spirit.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise God. I believe it's just like the scripture said. If we have not the Spirit of Christ,
amen,
we ain't out of here.
That's right.
We can't talk nothing.
Amen.
But defeated.
Come on.
We can't talk not nothing but being down.
Come on.
In the gutters and down in the dumps.
Right.
But Lord, I tell you, praise God, if we got the victory through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and we shall victory in the house of the Lord.
Thank
that
you.
God is alive.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because the carnal mind is envy against God. For it's not subject to the laws of God. Neither envy can be. So then, they that are in the flesh.
Amen.
Listen. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
Amen.
What's he really talking about? People that's really led by the flesh.
Come on.
Every day you've got to put this fleshly man down.
Right.
Hallelujah. He'll rise up. But if we got the Spirit in us,
amen,
of Christ, we're not going to give into the flesh.
That's right.
We're not going to give in to the works of the flesh.
Amen.
Because as many as are led by the Spirit of God,
they are
the sons of God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise God for a carnal mind. It is dead.
Yeah.
It's destruction. But spiritual minded people is going to receive from God.
Yes. Amen.
I believe.
Yes.
Don't you? But I believe God is the reward
of
them that diligently seek him. I believe he's able to meet all we need. He's able to give us strength.
Yes, he is.
When we ain't got no strength.
Right.
Woo! I said he's able to heal us. When no doctor can help us.
Right.
And bring us out on the other side. With victory.
Yes.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
No wonder they sung that song. Oh, death, where'd you stay? Oh, grave, where'd you victory? Grave can't hold the saint of God down.
Amen.
I'm telling you, one day the trumpet's going to sound.
Amen.
One day the dead in Christ is going to rise first.
Amen.
Then we better lie. Every mind is going to be changed in a moment.
Amen.
In a twinkling of an eye.
Yes.
And be called up to meet the Lord in the eye.
Yes.
Who's it for?
Thank you.
It's for the believers.
Yes, it is.
Not the doubters.
Amen.
But them that believe.
Yes.
What are you believing, preacher?
Right.
I believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God, come in this world. Died
yes.
on the cross of Calvary.
Yes.
But Lord, I don't believe that he stayed dead.
No.
I believe with all my heart and my mind.
Jesus.
Third day rose. Said I'm alive.
Amen.
I'm alive.
Thank you.
Forevermore. Because he lives. You and I can live.
God,
you believe that?
Amen.
Praise God. If we believe. We confess with our mouth.
Yes.
Confession is made into salvation.
Yes.
Can I say,
thank
to
you.
Get our healing, we got to confess
yes.
that by his stripes we are.
Yes.
We're healed.
Yes, amen.
Yes, Lord.
Eighth verse. Hallelujah. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot.
Amen.
Cannot.
Right.
Please God.
That's it.
Listen. 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit.
Yes.
Not in the flesh, but in the spirit.
Amen.
As many, I'll say it again, as are led. We was in the flesh.
Come on.
We was led by the flesh.
Amen.
But praise God, when we come to know Jesus,
yes.
and he moved in,
come on.
Now it's to them that are led by the Spirit.
Amen.
We're not fulfilling the lust of the flesh,
right.
but we're fulfilling the will
yes.
of the Lord Jesus. The
amen.
Word of God, we're fulfilling
yes.
it. We're walking in the
come
Spirit.
On.
And we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah.
Thank
I'm fixing to come to cloak.
Praise
hallelujah. But you're not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be, see how he said that, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you.
Amen.
So we got to have the Spirit of God, ain't we? Dwelling in us. Hallelujah. He's dwelling in us. Devil ain't dwelling in us
amen.
No more. He might have took his flesh over at a time. But my Lord, let me tell you. But when Jesus moved in, the devil had to move out.
Amen. Come on.
You know why people still act like the devil?
Yes.
They didn't really accept and receive. Or believe,
amen.
Or accept Jesus Christ.
That's it.
If they doubt and unbelief in me,
come on.
That's of the devil, ain't it, brother?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
But we believe.
Amen.
We believe our God is able, and that He is a rewarder of them. Hallelujah. We'll finish this verse. And let Brother Tim come back here. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you, now listen, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Did I read that right? Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ,
yes.
he's none of his.
That's right.
How did you know, people? By the Spirit
amen.
That dwells in them.
Right.
Got to say again, to be carnal minded is dead.
Amen.
But to be spiritual minded is life.
Amen.
And joy.
Yes.
Peace. Happiness.
Yes.
Because hallelujah, we're going to live, church.
Amen.
We're going to live forever in the presence of an almighty God.
Yes.
Woo! What a day
yes.
of rejoicing. that's going to be.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. No wonder Paul said, I've fought a good fight. I've run the race. I've kept the faith. Praise God. Come. Believing in the Lord. He'll give you strength.
Amen.
To go through. Hallelujah. Oh, any man have much of spirit, he is none of his.
Amen.
And if Christ be in you, what is it? The body is dead because of sin.
Yes.
The body is dead if Christ is in you. This body is dead because of sin. Hallelujah. Oh, well, listen. But the Spirit is life.
Amen.
Because of righteousness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But the Spirit is life.
Yes.
Life because of righteousness.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. We will let Brother Tim, Mr. Betty, some of them come back. Brother James on here. But praise God, we need to be strong, don't we? In faith. Finally, my brother, Paul said, be strong in the Lord. Praise God. Our adversary is a strong force. But man, I tell you, brothers and sisters, but we got Christ. He's the greater power. Give us victory to overcome. Give us victory against sin. Death over the grave. Praise God. But look to the Lord. He's our strength. He's our joy. He's our peace. He's our happiness. And Brother Tim comes and sings. Hallelujah. Whatever your need is, hallelujah, you come to Jesus. He'll give you power and authority over all powers. But we do need some spirit-filled people.
Amen.
I mean, it's got a backbone, got their minds made up that I'm going through.
Amen.
No matter what. Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
get the moving in us, and we get to receive that sweet Holy Ghost Spirit, and he starts teaching us all things. Well, what is he teaching us? How much you can believe in God, how much we can trust God, how we can lay our children at the feet of God, and we will see them saved. We will see them come in, because if we hold on and waver not, God is faithful. Glory to God. He's faithful, and he'll give us what we desire.
Oh, hallelujah.
Glory to God. I desire to see people get something from this that would draw them to a place where their faith don't waver anymore, a place to where they can stand on that faith, even when the of your life.
Come on.
You can say, I'm going to trust in the Lord. The doctor said, I haven't got long to live, but I'm going to trust God. If you remember, there's a man in the Bible, they told him he was going to die. And he turned to the wall weeping and went to crying out to God and believing that he reached. And he spared him 15 years. People, that's what faith is. Future ain't nothing to God. Ain't nothing in this world that's too big for our God to handle. But you've got to have faith in him. You've got to trust
him.
When you bring a problem to God, you don't pick it up and carry it back home with you. If you truly come in faith, you'll leave that problem in his hands. And God will be faithful.
Yeah.
He'll take care of it. He'll bring you out of it, because my God is faithful. He's true. He's glory to God. He's closer than your brother. He's closer than your friend. But bless God, and he can do more for you if you'll just trust him with it than anything in this world can do. Money and riches and all that, if you've got them, fine. But you better not put your trust in them, because it's uncertain.
Wow.
But the riches we get are by believing in Jesus Christ and asking him into our lives to be our Savior and letting us walk in faith each and every day that the Word of God is the light of my feet. It's how I should speak. It's how I should live. It's how I believe what the Word says. I believe we've got to do it. Because if you got faith in God, it says this in the Bible. In the beginning, the glory to God, it said, was the Word, and the Word was with God. It said also, the Word was God. If you truly believe, you're going to believe the Word of God. A preacher may get up and preach something totally off base with the Bible, but you don't listen to the Word of God. If you follow that Word, if your faith is true, you're going to get stuff done in your life. But without God and without faith, it's impossible, because you got to believe God. Why would he move on somebody that don't trust him for it? Glory to God, what faith is. Faith is the thing between man and God. That's how we reach him. That's how he hears us. He said, glory to God. His ears is open to the cry of the righteous. Well, the righteous already have to believe that God is. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Mom.
That old man was just like it said in Colossians. That old man was dead and buried. And there's a new man rises up. This is one that's born in faith and born in trust in God. And glory to God, he don't let the devil come in and let him waver. And a brother, Brother Don, said something a while ago, brought something to my remembrance. I remember when I was in church and had a fella come in, and he was sitting there, and he's a preacher. And he was sitting there saying,
come on,
the
brother.
Devil has had me and my wife fighting all week. All we've done is buzz and fought, and he didn't know it, but I was speaking that night. And that night I got up, and I got to reading the Word to him, and I said, you know what it says right here? When he sent the 70 out, he gave them power to tread on scorpions. And over all the power of the enemy. So the devil never made him do nothing. What he done was his faith had a lapse in him. Glory to God. He walked back into that flesh instead of living in the spirit. And when you do, the devil will snare you. He'll catch you up.
Oh, yeah.
He'll track you from where you laid your faith. Glory to God. You got to get back where the faith is. You got to get back to trusting God and knowing that you are victorious. It's glory to God. We're born.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Bless
you, Lord.
To cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But people, glory to God.
Yeah.
It's like when they go to church,
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Same prayer. Every church service, the same prayer over and over. Praise God. Give it to God and leave it alone. He'll take care of it if you can but believe. Here's what
yeah.
he said. In the 5th chapter, 2 Corinthians, start at verse 7. Says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. You know why he said that?
Yeah.
Because if you can see something, why are you yet believing for it? Well, there it is.
Come on. Hallelujah.
You're looking at it. But praise God. But you see, I have never seen Jesus. But in everything in me, I know that he's my Lord and my Savior. He's my friend. He's my guide. And in the end, he's my victory over death. Glory to God. The grave ain't over me. But praise God, I'm going home, and I'm going by faith. That song, damn song, you make it by faith. You get in by faith. You're
oh, yeah, come on.
It moves by your faith. Glory to God. How do you get faith? I'll read that to you in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says, we are confident. In other words, our faith tells us we know it so. We get it and get believing. We know it so. We're confident.
Oh, again. Come on.
I've led with it rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. You see, if it means leaving this body to get to be with the Lord, then praise God, I want to be ready because it'll come when I'm not looking for it. He said, I'll come as a thief in the night, in an hour that you look not for me. Your faith better have you living in a way, like Brother Don said, that you're ready to go.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, I might not quit preaching till I fall over with an architect. But praise God, I know that death is not the final say. Glory to God. The final say belongs to my Lord and Savior. And it's for you too. Glory to God.
Yeah, hallelujah.
And glory to God. It said, Jesus told us that no man can come to me unless my Father draws him. Well, when he draws you, you got to have that little thing in you called faith. He said, if you got faith,
yeah.
it's a grain of mustard seed.
Mustard seed.
Praise God, that you could do anything in Christ, which strengthens us.
Yeah, come on, James.
I found that out.
Hallelujah.
It says, wherefore, we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted
yep.
of him. How do you get to be accepted
yep.
of God? How can you live so good that God accepts you? Because you don't live to the flesh, you live to his spirit. Glory to God. And that's what it's all about.
Yes.
That's what we're preaching. Is the
hallelujah.
You know, used to, that's what you heard. You went to church, and they went to telling you about faith. They went to tell you about trust in God that's beyond everybody else's understanding because we trust him the way we do. We trust him with our life. We trust him with our decision. We pray about everything. We pray for people and we seek change. We seek God move on them and raise their bodies up.
Hallelujah.
Help them and restore them. Glory to God. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you're lost tonight and you've never known him, praise God. If you'll just get that little bit of faith and you can trust him enough to cry out, Lord, I need you. I need you in my life. I need that kind of faith, glory to God, that they could pray and things would happen. The apostles, even Peter, could just walk down the street.
Hallelujah.
God, they is healed.
Yes.
Was it because God was just that much on him? No, but he had that much faith in him. He trusted him. He looked to him to be his guide, to be his reason for living, praise God. I want to flip over here and read this right here. We've got Romans chapter 3. And it says this in verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We none of us perfect. We've all been sinners. That's why Jesus died, is that we can find an escape from the sins that we've committed in our lives, for the thoughts we've had, for living in the flesh, whatever it was, lying, stealing, whatever. He come to give us forgiveness. And glory to God, sin is this. Now praise God. Says, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifest. Glory to God, verse 21. Said, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. This was already witnessed to by the law and the prophets. That you know you got to trust in God. You got to believe in God. That He's the one that'll take your sins away.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Sacrifice.
No.
And we all need to get ready for heaven. Because whether we're ready or not, let's come in the day soon when Jesus is going to step out of that eastern sky. And friends, it's going to be too late for our Lord to get. We got to do it now.
Come on. Hallelujah.
It says, verse 24 says, being justified freely.
Yeah.
By His grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation of payment through faith in His blood. Without faith, how are you going to be saved?
Yeah.
Without believing that He is. Without believing that He is the source of forgiveness. Without trusting His blood to be strong enough to cover and wash away all your sins. Don't holler at me and say, I'm saved. I've been to the altar. I'm saved too. But I went to Jesus. I wasn't worried about the altar. I went to Jesus. That's the source right there. That's where the blood comes from. That's where the righteousness comes from. It's from Him.
Come on.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
It's a,
praise the Lord.
It's a, we declare His righteousness for the remissions of sins that are past.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. It didn't say, hallelujah, God, that once you come to that altar, you're forgiven every sin you'll ever commit. Because praise God,
come
He said
on.
He forgives you the sins of your past. That's what we got.
Through faith,
we trusted in the blood of Jesus. We forgot everything is behind us and gone. And we don't have to worry about it no more. But we got to worry about how we live from that minute on.
Yeah.
Because once you come into the glory, grace of God, praise the Lord, to look back, He's going to find no pleasure in you. And He ain't going to count you worthy to enter the kingdom of God. Because, praise the Lord, faith is something that don't just shrivel up and die. Faith is something.
Hallelujah.
As we prosper in God, that faith gets stronger. As He delivers us from so many things, so many trials, every time He does, your faith ought to get stronger. And praise God.
Yeah. Come on.
Delivered from anybody.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. To declare at this time, I say, His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Without that faith and believing in Jesus, you're not going to find salvation, because it's not nowhere in any other name but in Jesus Christ. That's it.
Yeah.
That's your only option. That's the only
way.
That's the only peace you'll find. That's the only joy you'll receive. Glory to God.
Yeah.
When you turn to Jesus. And it goes on and says, where is boasting then? It is excluded. You're not going to be bragging. I was so good. I went to the altar and I ain't never drank like everybody else. I ain't never done no dope like everybody else. I didn't talk good like everybody else. I went to that altar and He forgave me. I've been walking with God ever. When you go to bragging on you, you have lost sight of God. It wasn't
yes,
about
hallelujah.
It's not about how good you
yes,
are.
Yes, Lord.
It's how good His Spirit can be in you. It's how much faith you got in Him to turn loose of everything and let Him be your guide. Let His Spirit lead you in all things. Know it, praise
oh,
God.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Through Christ Jesus. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified, what? By faith without the deeds
yeah.
of the law. If
hallelujah.
If he, the God of the Jews only, is He not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles only. See, there is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith and the uncircumcision through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith. God forbid. Yea, we established the law. He brought the law to pass. He come here not to do away with the law, but to fill the fulfillment in us. That trust and faith in him. Glory to God. If we come and unload our sins, Jesus takes them away and forgives us and cleans us up from all unrighteousness. But praise God, the devil hasn't got anything that he can lay at your charge anymore. Praise God, don't turn back.
Oh, James. Yes, bless him, Lord.
And the slough, talk to the water and the mire. Once that they cleaned up with, you don't go back. Your faith will keep you looking at Jesus and walking straight forward. Steadfast in the faith, glory to God. Because without it, you can't make it. How many times this Bible will lead you in the right way? The Word of God will spit here to help us to get strong in our faith, to get strong in our beliefs, to know our
Lord
and love and be out here speaking others that we might increase the kingdom of God. But what folks do, they get it and they hold on to it. I'm saved. I ain't got nothing to fear. I can do anything. And God loves me. He'll forgive me. Friend, that's not so. I don't want you to be lying to, because I got news for you. Once in grace, it ain't always in grace. Once in grace, you got to stay in grace. You got to live.
Yeah. Amen.
And glory to God. You got to be holy, for he is holy.
That's holy, it.
Don't just see God. It's time that we understand what holy is. Holy is like Jesus. He was sinless. He was blameless. Glory to God. Yet they crucified to the Son of God. You think they won't do that to you? Glory to God. But people act, if they go through something to stand up for God, it's like, woe is me, look what's happened to me. Oh God, these people hate because I went.
Hallelujah.
If that would turn you back, friend, I'd be turned back years ago. Because I've been cussed.
Wow,
I've been told you do. I've been running through with their shoulders, knocking me back, because I was trying to tell them about Jesus. It didn't upset me, but it made me pray for them harder. So they got
more.
They got more prayer to give to me. I want to read this over here. It's out of Romans chapter 10. It says this, I'm starting at verse 8. He said, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, and if thy heart, and that is the word of faith which we preach. I'm not preaching about what I am. I'm not preaching about how good I am. I'm not preaching about how good I've done. I ain't preaching about how straight I try to live, how strict my life is to go by the word of God. It ain't got nothing to do with me. It's about faith in God that leads you into the path of the word. Glory to God.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Hallelujah.
You won't go astray. He'll order the steps of a righteous man. But you got to be with it when he tells you how to walk that way. Glory to God. That's what it said. It goes on and says this. That is thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised you from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Glory to God. And you also believe is a reward of them that diligently seek him out. He's going to reward you for that. He said, I don't want you to have life. I want you to have it more abundant. I want you to have peace in your life. I want you to have joy in your life. I want you to have happiness. Glory to God. I want a smile on your face. I want you to walk high step in all that. Because you feel so good. You know that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And you're the only one with a narrator that can take it out. Praise God. You see, faith gets you to God. But faith should increase and keep you in God. We've gotten on this backing up and falling away. Or, well, I fell weak in the flesh, brother. Praise to God, he'll forgive me. You fall weak in the flesh, it's because you let go of faith in me. Only way it can happen. It says this, for with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession.
Come on, hallelujah.
or the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. If you believe in Jesus Christ, you're going to tell the world about Jesus Christ. If you're scared to say anything, you don't believe in him, because you know he's our protector. It says he's our shield. He's our buckler.
Yeah.
He's our high tower. He's our strong right arm. He's everything you need. He's all the protection you'll ever need in your life.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But you can't get down tonight. Be a sinner all day. Get down tonight, because tomorrow's church day. And go, Lord, forgive me, clean me up. Because we got church tomorrow night. And in the next time you get out of church, you get in the same situation. That's not faith. That's not
Amen.
But he is not false. It says this and this. God is not false. He knows
your
heart. Because here's what it says. See, the word.
Yeah.
And it is two-edged sword. Dividing us up.
Yeah.
And it's a discerner of the thought and the intent of her. He knows if you come to him in true faith. He knows if you come to him just because you was in trouble. He knows if you come to him just because you're sick or somebody in your family has got a disease or something and you need God.
Oh, James.
That's not faith. That's calling 911.
Hallelujah.
He said, how
praise God.
Him and whom they have not believed. Well, you can't, because he's not listening. It tells you in John, Big John says, you know he don't hear a sinner's prayer, because they're praying because they need help. They're praying because they want something done. They're praying because they want to receive a blessing from him, or a healing from him, or mercy on a situation from him. But we're praying for our very soul. We're praying that God.
Hallelujah.
Take our sins away and let our name be written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that we can become the children of God, the blessed, the hope of all mankind is faith in Jesus Christ. There is no other great God. Hallelujah. It's a, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed, and how shall they believe in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?
Yeah, amen.
No, believe this. I didn't call me to preach, and nobody else called me to preach. As a matter of fact, when I told my family that God had called me to preach, they said, yeah, right, and rolled their eyes. Didn't nobody believe I'd stick with it. And Mother told me this. She said, well, I hope you stick with it. I didn't have to. He stuck with me. Glory to God.
Come on.
I don't believe in nobody that loves me that much. I'll never forsake him, because he said, I'll never forsake you. I'll never leave you. Glory to God. I'll go with you all the way. Don't worry about where it is, how hard the walk is, whether it's uphill or through a valley. I'll go with you all the way. And he's been right beside me, friend. And sometimes he's had to pick me up and carry me a while, because you know what? In me, there's not no strength. But in him, there's enough power to take a cup of water and charge him to hell, because you know it ain't going to burn me. Now that's what Jesus will do. Glory to God. It says this, and how shall they preach except they be sent? Glory to God.
Yes, amen.
How beautiful.
Glory
to God. To preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For as I
that's right.
Lord, you have believed our report. And don't, Brother Don, don't you feel like that sometimes? You may go over and over, and they won't move. They're so set in what they believe they only serve God, that they won't listen to what the Word says to serve God. You know what it said in the Word? Them that serve the Lord needs to worship him with all of their heart.
Yeah.
All of their soul. And Luke, I think this is all you bring. You give God his all, because he's going to give you everything. Right now, you look at me. If I don't fall back on God, you're looking at an eternal creature of God. I will live forever. I got a promise from God that when he comes back, if I'm gone and dead, Praise God. You know what it said in 1 Thessalonians, 4th chapter? We shouldn't worry and fear as others which have no hope. For them that sleep in Christ, God will bring with him any gun. That's
yeah.
What the word of God. Now, praise the Lord. That's what I stand on. Glory to God. And here's what it says. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing
yeah,
by the word of God. And I've had people to tell me, and it, you know, a lot of them, I don't like to hear you preach. You preach too hard, too strict, too straight. And I always tell them one thing. I'm preaching what the word says. I preach what
come
the
on.
Word tells us to believe. I preach that that's the way
yes,
to take that lake of fire. That's the way of glory to God. And when Jesus comes, he'll find us so doing. We'll be looking for it. We'll have our lamps trimmed and burning. Praise God with some oil.
Come on, man. No.
Because he's coming, friend. He's coming. As sure as this is
yes. Today,
and the Mars on that. Praise God. He's coming.
Amen.
We don't know when. But he said, I'll come as a thief in the night, in an hour,
yes.
In a day, that you look not for.
Yes.
Praise God. If you've got faith in him and faith in this word, you need to be looking for Jesus. You need to be looking for the author and the finisher of that faith that brought you to and to start in, and we need to start living in it and walking in it and glorying in it and rejoicing.
Yes, hallelujah.
Faith is the salvation of our soul because we believe in the only begotten Son of God. The only one can take our sins away. The only one that can put our name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Oh, glory. The only one that loves us enough that he'll also keep
you. Yeah, praise God.
He'll keep you from going down. He'll lift you up. Praise God. Because he
yeah, will.
Him.
Hallelujah.
God. I got another spot I'm going to try to get to. Praise God. Sometimes they tell me I get long-winded. I ain't never believed in my whole life, but sometimes I do. This comes out of
yeah, hallelujah.
Hebrews chapter 10, and I'm going to start verse 38. And it says this in the Bible. It says, now the just shall live by faith. We don't live by what we can see. We live by what God has told us going to happen. And you know what?
Yeah,
if you'll read the Bible, you'll find out that every word in it is either being fulfilled or it's being fulfilled right now. Things are coming to pass like I never would have thought would be done. But glory to God, it says this. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. That's God saying, you go back on that faith. And you start letting that faith waver because I didn't do it right when you wanted to. And you're not trusting.
Come on.
Not believing in me. That faith has got to
hallelujah.
By the things in the world, Satan's a blind in your eyes where you can't see a glory to God. And he'll find no, well, glory to God, no pleasure in you at all. Well, if he has no pleasure in you, how do you think you're going to get in the kingdom of God? He said,
amen.
But we are not of them who draw unto perdition.
That's right. That's right.
But them that believe to the saving of the soul. Praise God.
Soul.
That's the gift of faith, folks.
Yeah.
That's
come on.
That's where faith is. It's for your soul is saved. Well, what did the Bible say? He who endures in that faith, follow God. Trust in God. Trust in him for everything. Believe in him for whatever you need. If you stay in that and endure to the end, just like it says there, the same shall be saved. What did
yes.
God that
hallelujah.
Of the soul. That means to your
yeah.
Head, your last breath leaves your body. We've got to walk by faith, not by sight. He said the chest has been justified. By the blood of Jesus, glory to God, the righteous judge. Hallelujah. If we've got that faith and we don't waver and we don't quit and we don't draw back, praise God, that's to the saving of our soul. Praise God.
Yes.
And I understand that God has no pleasure in us. once we waver and quit.
Hallelujah.
The first verse in chapter 11 says, now faith is a substance of things hoped for. And it's the evidence of things not seen.
That's right, amen.
Obtained a good report. Said, we understand that the worlds were made. They're claimed by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
The things which were seen were not made of things which do appear. They were made by God. They were spoken into existence. And praise God. Do you know what? This body right here was made of the dust of the earth. The first man was made that way. But praise God. But that new body, that glorified body, the one we're going to inherit when we leave this earth, when we leave this walk alive, and this old flesh decays and goes back to the ground, we've got a body that was spoken into existence by the Lord God Almighty. He is spoken a new body into existence. That's forever. It's settled because God spoke it. It cannot fail. It cannot get sick. It cannot die. It's glory to God. Why are we with the things down here? They're here today and gone tomorrow. But Jesus Christ is eternal. His salvation is for all generations. His mercy, the Bible says, endures forever. But forever, for this world, will stop one day. When he comes back, this world's forever will end. And he said everything on it is going to burn up with fervent heat. Praise God. But you know what? We'll be in a, just like old glory to God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego throwing that fiery furnace. But you know what? That fire wouldn't burn them. Their faith was stronger than the fire was on. And praise God, I've been many times cast into the fire of this old fire.
Hallelujah.
And crying out in faith, God always, I said always, make a way out, a way of escape. He's faithful.
No, brother. Praise God.
For them that have faith in him, he's a rewarder of them that seek him. Remember what it says in Matthew 5. He's glory to God. If it has, and you'll receive it. Seek, and you'll find. Knock, and it shall be open to you. Praise God. He's made a way in the heaven, the eternal land of the justified by God. And praise God, I got news for you. I want to go there. I don't want to fail. I don't want to fall because of this to a suffer.
Amen.
I don't believe God will fail me. Just a few steps from home. I believe it'll take me all the way. Why? Because I got faith. Because I've seen what it can do. I've been down with pneumonia in the hospital. They didn't know if I was going to get well or not. Had bad lungs. Had asthma when I was young. Had real bad lungs. Boy, I don't know. He's having a hard time. And you go to praying and believing and watch the hand of God move. Praise God. That's how it works.
Praise the Lord.
Our faith moves the hand of God. It'll move him to speak to our situation. But without faith, I can't please God. I can't even come close. I can't get in if I draw back and my faith don't believe in one thing. One thing that I ask for, but I don't believe he's going to do it. And there's many preachers, I believe the brother said this, they go to the hospitals, the nursing homes, and they'll pray for the sick, and they're praying God to heal them, God to move on, God to save them from their sickness. But when they get through, they'll say, if it be your will, Lord. He already said it was his will. He told us, I would above all things that you'd prosper and be in health.
Yeah, what he said.
As your soul.
Yes, it's his will.
Are you prospering in your soul tonight? Are you growing in God? Are you getting closer to the throne room when you're praying? It's not no long distance because you know he's right there. He's within you. Glory to God. You are the temple of the living God. You are the house of worship. You are the house of prayer. And glory to God. Don't mean that. It's saying a 5-minute prayer and going to bed. It means reaching God. It means praying till you've got a hold of it. Praying The situation changed. Pray it till you get that assurance that comes in you that God has heard your prayer and is moving in the process.
Amen.
Man, that's faith. Faith is not praying and hoping God will do it. It's like brother said, pray is knowing you got a hold of God and knowing that he will.
Yes, hallelujah.
That's faith, folks. Faith ain't just crying out. And they, I've asked people a lot of times, if you died today, would you go to heaven? Well, I hope so. I hope so. People,
wow.
If you're serving God with your whole heart, everything you got, and you're trying your best.
Yeah, come on. Hallelujah.
I hope so. You ought to say, yes, I am. I got a promise from God. He promised me, hallelujah, that if my name was written down, I was getting in. Hallelujah. I know that I know that I know that I know I'm getting in. Can you say that? If you can't say that tonight, and you're something that's so desperately wrong,
thank you, Lord.
Because without faith, you didn't get it. Without walking in that faith every day, from the time
of
to come into your life, on the right now, you're lost. That's why they don't like
me. Yeah.
Because I don't see you like it is. If you ain't noticed that change in your life, if you still see some of the old you and the seeking out of the flesh a little bit, you are not living to the Spirit. And he said, if you don't, you're going to die. Well, he said, I'm not the God of the dead. I'm the God of the living. John 14:6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That's the words of Jesus Christ. Now, if you ain't got faith enough to trust him to bring you in to the arms of Almighty God, into that place of refuge for your soul, I'm sorry to tell you, but you don't know him as your Lord and Savior. You may claim
him.
You might go to church. You might throw your hands up. You might get the bouncing every now and then with the song playing for right. But praise God, you don't know him as your Lord. Because to know him is to trust him. To trust him is to faith. And it's the only way to enter into heaven. Because he's made a way for each and every one of us. I didn't forgive my sin. Jesus did. I didn't wash me in his blood. Jesus did. I didn't die on the cross.
Hallelujah.
If I can't have faith,
the Lord,
there ain't much to me. And if you don't, there's not much to you either.
That's it.
It don't sound good, but it's still the truth in God. This word right here. This word I hold in my hand. It's sharper than a double-edged sword. It cuts going. And there's a lot of places on us when we first get saved that has to be trimmed off. If you're still feeling all that old junk in you, you didn't finish the job. Because they just got to come and divide the people. That spirit is holy. That spirit, he said, would guide you in everything, would teach you all things. And when the devil brings stuff on you, he'll bring that word back to your remembrance. What you've learned from God. But have you learned to trust him? Have you learned to love him the way he loved you? An unconditional love, agape love. One and nothing can't make it in. Nothing can't pierce it. Nothing
Thank
can't
you, Lord.
It. Nothing can't throw it out. Because you got love that'll carry you all the way to the throne. You've got that, Jesus. But if you don't have that, your faith, I'm going to tell you something about faith. You say, I believe in God. I trust him. I believe in him. So I know I'm saved. Well, the devil believes in me too. He was there when the Lord was. And he said, the devil believes and trembles. He's scared of God. Then I'm going to tell you something. Read this word, study it a little bit, and you'll find out what's coming if your faith fails you now. Don't let your faith fail you. Don't let this world scare you. They're coming against God's people. They don't like it because we don't believe every little thing they say in right. We know what God said. And what he said is a sin today. It's like it was in
the day.
Letting our faith guide us. Letting our faith build us up. And the Bible says, build holy look on your most holy face.
Hey,
holy God. God, that's it. That's our hope. That's our joy. That's our peace. That is life. And you'll have it, find it in no other besides Jesus Christ. So tonight I urge you, wherever you are, cry out on the Lord tonight. But if you're going to cry out, you better believe what you're asking He's able to do. And that He will do it. Because if you don't believe that He will do it, don't waste time. Because till you do, you're not going to reach Him. You're not going to be like the woman with the issue of blood. If I can just touch His garment, I'll be made of less faith. So you know if you can touch Him tonight in faith, Jesus is going to be there to get you. And He'll be there all the way home to the kingdom of God. And ain't nothing, nowhere big enough to stop you. The only thing is, the man or woman, boy or girl that looks back in the mirror is the only thing that is that can separate
you. Yes, hallelujah.
Is blood.
Written yes.
I'm not listening to you. I'm listening to God. Until I'm going to turn it back to you, Sister Betty, and just, I ask God bless everyone out there.
That the word of God tonight,
and it accomplishes what God wants to do. Because we're preaching faith. Faith is not something that we have. Faith is a way of life. Faith is for God and with God. And without it, you can't please Him enough to get in.
That's right. Amen.
Build your faith in Him. And He will build His health up in you. God love you.
Yeah.
And keep you, my brother. I'll turn it back to you, Steve, baby.
Hey, we appreciate you and we appreciate our pastor, Brother Don Harris, for coming over here and obeying the Lord and giving us the word. That's what we're begotten by us, the word of God. And I want to make an announcement. The way of the way to Calvary, Tabernacle Church, is going to be in revival. Well, they're already in revival. And Pastor Don Harris will be preaching there on Saturday, March the 18th, and the service will start at 6 p.m. And the address is 143 Durkee Road, Cleveland, Tennessee. And the church is located behind the Sonic Restaurant. And I think it's 64 Bypass, ain't it? 64 Bypass in Cleveland. So come on out and be with us if you can, all the people that's in the surrounding areas. And come expecting for God to move.
Yes, amen.
And we have many, many prayers, prayer requests here.
Yes.
We're just going to, we've got about 7 minutes. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer and ask God to just meet all these needs. James, do you have any prayer requests to turn in?
Yeah, I remember Freddie, my brother-in-law. He's supposed to go, I think it's next week, and get a pacemaker put in. They think that was the problem with his heart. Remember Mother, she's been having a lot more problems out of that AFib lately and having a lot of dizzy spells and weakness and all that. So remember her in prayer. Remember me. I've got a prayer request that I want every time. I want to get more of Jesus. I want to be more like Him. I want to see less of me and more of Him in everything that I do, say, and think. And I just, there's so many doors that open up. And I praise God for everyone because He's the one doing it. Remember,
Lord.
John David, that one that's in the prison, is my niece's boy. Remember him. He's still having trouble. They get drugs in there too. And that he needs some, just a good touch from God to turn his life around. He's a young man, but he's suffering through this. Remember Michael Porter, my grandson. And he's in a rehab in Winfield, Alabama, last I heard, unless he's got out. But they let drugs take him down. There's so much of it today. Remember all these little kids, ones with cancer and like Landon,
yeah.
Little friend of his, and all them over at St. Jude's and all. You know, I pray so much for them little kids. I look for every one of them to get well. Because I'm lifting up to the one that can do it. So remember,
amen.
Remember all the ones in the nursing homes and hospitals and the jails and all that. They can be in behind bars and still be made free if they'll just turn to Jesus.
Amen. Okay, we're just going to go to the Lord in prayer for all these needs.
Yes.
The Lord knows every one of them.
Yes.
So we're just going to pray over them. Lord,
Glory
we just praise you and we just thank you, Lord, for your word.
Yes, Lord, tonight, God, we come again, Lord, tonight, God, for the needs and the requests. Lord, of the people, God, tonight up there that needs your healing, needs a touch, Lord, as we agree together, God, in your mighty name, Jesus. We know you are the great physician. You're the Lord our God that healeth thee. We pray and we believe, God. We receive it, Lord, by your power. By faith, God, we just reach out, Lord, and know that we are blessed and healed and touched and delivered, Lord. God, every need and request, God, to come out. We pray that you would move upon them, Lord. We'll give you glory and praise, God, for all. Lord, and all you do for us in Jesus' holy name. God, we pray, believe, Lord, that we receive it right now. Praise God. Thank you for your love and your word. God, your mercy.
Look
down and bless God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Starting at 6 o'clock, Pastor Don Harris will be preaching, so just tune in at 6 o'clock. And then on Thursday night, we'll have the Reaching the World for Christ service,
yeah.
So just come on in and be with us from 6 to 8 p.m. every Thursday night and every Monday night.
Yes,
and we'll talk to y'all later. God bless, and have a good week.
Bye.
Love y'all. Good night. God bless.
Bye.
God bless.
Bye-bye, y'all.